Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Scott Eblen back on the show. Scott is an executive coach. He's a very much sought-after speaker all over the world. He's the president of the Eblen Group. He's the author of a book that is really catching on and taking off and has been now for some time because it's currently in the revised and expanded edition. The Next Level is his book, What Insiders Know About Executive Success, second edition. And he's joined us many times over the years as a member of our Brain Trust to talk to us about how you and I can become better executives. And Scott, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. It's really good to have you to be back.
It's good to have you back. You know, Scott, one of the things I think we have to do is get small business owners to just understand and believe that they are executives.
I think
that's a major hurdle. And I have to be honest with you. I've been doing this for over 20 years. Sometimes I kind of slip into that mode myself when I'm you know, trying to dig out of the trenches.
You know, one of the things I talk about with the clients that I work with and the audiences that I speak to, I did this just yesterday, actually. I'll ask the room how many of you are now or have ever been referred to as the go-to person.
Uh-huh.
And usually about every hand in the room goes up. And I think that's the challenge, especially for entrepreneurs. We're used to being the go-to people. And, you know, we get it done no matter what, and you have to do that when you're in your own business.
Because so many times there's nobody else for it to go to.
Exactly. But I think, you know, as we look at the growth, we have to find people to partner with, and we have to, the way I frame it is learn how to pick up new behaviors and let go of old behaviors. And as you know better than anybody, growing the business sometimes requires letting go of some things that used to work for you that just are going to hold you back at the next level. If you keep trying to do things the way you've always done them, you're not going to get different results.
Isn't the key to growing your business while becoming an executive, while becoming a more effective manager, isn't the key to continually fire yourself from jobs? Promote yourself, but fire mm-hmm. yourself from one job and let somebody else do it because they can probably do it better than you, or at least there's something better that you need to be doing and promote yourself to other things. What do you think about that?
I completely agree. That's another question I like to ask audiences and clients a lot is, given the role that you're in and the goals that you have, what is it that only you can do, right? And for most people, that's a short but a very high-impact list, and it's not necessarily a list of things you could do or a list of things you're good at doing. It's a list of things, given the role that you're in and the specific goals that you have, that only you can do. Like in my case, I'm pretty much the only one that can write my stuff.
Right, right.
You know, I'm pretty much the only one for now that can deliver the speech.
Right.
But I'm not the only one that can schedule my calendar. I'm not the only one that can do my books. I'm not the only one that can do this or that. And so
even though once upon a time you did all those things.
Completely, yeah. When you're starting out, of course you do. That's the way you get started.
And so that's the hard part because this is what executives do. Executives learn how to me, if there's one marker of a true executive, it's someone who realizes that the organization needs to seek excellence, not perfection.
Right. What's the difference, do you think, between excellence and perfection?
Well, excellence is possible. Perfection is not.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though when I do the job and I think it's perfect, it's not really.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because I think it is.
And
when I give it to somebody else and they do it a different way, then I think that's not right. And what's more important, though, for the organization is not that job get done perfectly, but that we seek excellence, we do it the best we can, because we got a lot of stuff to do here. We can't cluck over that one little piece of the business all day.
I'll tell you what that reminds me of in the model of leadership presence that my book is organized around. We have a series of behaviors that you need to pick up and let go of, and in the section on team presence, team leadership presence, one of the key distinctions is to pick up defining what to do and let go of telling how to do it.
Yeah.
And I find a lot of us get hung up on our version of how. And there are most things in life. I had a great story with a retired Navy admiral for the first edition of the book, whose job was at one point in his career moving from commanding one nuclear sub in his previous command to leading a team of officers that inspected 30 subs a year.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I learned a lot from that. I said, well, what did you learn, Admiral? He said, I learned that there's more than one way to run a nuclear submarine.
Hold on to that thought, Scott. That thought, Scott. We've got to take a quick break. Scott Ebling and I will be back, folks. His book is called The Next Level. We're going to continue this conversation on how to help you become a better executive. Stay with us. 22.
That's right. Do it no matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.